those inquiring on the Subaru of New England text line or even in the Twitch chat or the YouTube chat, you do not need a ticket for Friday's roadshow in Newport at the Audrain Automobile Museum. It is my favorite word, free. So we will see you Friday morning, 6 a.m., and you will see over 500 of the world's most exquisite and rare automobiles as a part of the Audrain Newport Concourse Motor Week, which I have never been to, and I can't wait. Somebody was texting in earlier, Wiggy. They are bringing a 1907 Renault automobile, which they would like you to experience on Friday morning.
So, all right. That's like the Model T. I would love to experience one of those early.
You want to get in the Model T, and you got to crank that thing up, you know. That's how you start it. You got to go to the front and crank it. And then you could have the rumble seat in the back.
What does crank it mean?
Crank it?
Yeah.
Means when you started it, the way you started. Look at the shock on
like how the windows used to go up and down?
On her poor little millennial face. There was a crank in the front of the automobile. That's how you'd start it, is you'd go out there and turn that crank. Oh. So
kind
of
how they used to start dirt bikes, but they were at the front.
Those who don't like physical labor, like Curtis, would be out of luck when it came. Well, they would have the help start the vehicle up.
Yeah, we had a car starter.
You're going to see a lot of really, really cool old and new vehicles on Friday during the road show in Newport. This is Mike on the Cape. Also, quick heads up for the Cape Codders who listen to the show and have been so loyal since we started. There is an unbelievable event coming up on Saturday, October 19th, which is called Oyster Fest. And it is happening at the Lobster Trap in Bourne, which is an awesome place on the water. And they have decided this year to give all the proceeds to the Greg Hill Foundation.
Awesome.
So I will be there on Saturday. Weather great, indoors and outdoors. There are still, they put tickets on sale yesterday. I got a link in my bio. And they are almost sold out in 24 hours. So, but if you go to my Instagram, Greg Hill, WEEI, and you're on the Cape, I would love to spend a Saturday with you at the Lobster Trap, and you and me and my guy Dave down there can hang out and have some fun. All right, Mike, what's up?
Willie.
Yo.
You're 100% right. I got one guy, Troy Aikman. How did he do his first year?
They stunk.
Right.
Right.
How is he now? Hall of Famer.
Yep, damn good. Same with Peyton Manning. Same with Bledsoe.
Yeah, I'm with Wiggy, you're 100% right. Stop baiting these guys. Let them play.
Yeah.
Well, we have some news about the Patriots that just came down from Mark Daniels. And make sure this is not a Bissonnette tweet about a coffee shop.
Yeah.
According to Mark Daniels, David Andrews will need surgery for his shoulder, per source. If he does indeed have surgery, his season will be over.
Yep. And I don't know, will he? I hope he will keep playing, but I don't know if he will. I mean, he thought about calling it a career after last season.
Right.
So,
basically, Andrews just followed up. The decision comes down to when to have the surgery. If he plays and it gets worse, he could miss all of next year as well. That seems like an easy decision. Not easy, but
right.
I would be out for the rest of this year.
Yeah.
And it's simple. Teams like us that are bad, coming off a bad season, that draft a quarterback high and don't go out and get an established veteran or have an established veteran in front of them. Listen up, people. I want everybody to listen. I want Nink, turn your radio up a little bit. Same with you, Matt. Boomer, I know you're in New York, but you can come back to the Odyssey app and listen to this.
Boomer.
They play their third overall quarterback, regardless how good the line is, regardless of the talent they have around them, because that's why they drafted said player in the top three, top five. No player has sat who has been drafted in the top five as a rookie on a bad team. You look at, we talk to Matty Ice, Matt Ryan.
You bring that up every time.
Because he's the perfect example. Went to an ACC school, was the third overall pick, was coming into a team with a new coach, with that coming a team that was coming off a bad season prior to that.
Mm-hmm.
And look, when Matt Ryan was on, he talked about how much it helped him to play. Is there going to be growing pains? Yes. Nobody expects Drake May to come out there and save the world. We don't expect Drake May to come out there and you be a playoff team. What we do expect is for Drake May to go out there and learn, take his lumps, to do all the things that he needs to do so mm-hmm. when he gets into a second year, he can remember all the things that he did bad his first year and he has to work on. And it allows Elliott Wolf to say, how do we want to build the team around him via draft and free agency?
And Greg, it is without precedent. There has never been a top five pick as a quarterback taken and then sat behind a quarterback of the stature of Jacoby Brissett.
There have been some who have sat all year.
Not behind a quarterback as bad as Jacoby Brissett.
Who sat all year?
Jordan Love.
Behind a Hall of Famer.
Yeah. He was also drafted like 26th.
Yeah.
Every example that you're going to cite, Mahomes was on a playoff team, sat behind a Pro right. Bowler in Alex Smith. Tom Brady, even though he wasn't a first-round pick, sat behind a Pro Bowler in Drew Bledsoe. All of the great quarterbacks taken in the top five either sat behind a historically great or Hall of Famer.
Does the Andrews situation, the sitch, change your mind?
Like no.
Butter Guy, one of our BFFs who's mm-hmm. in the Twitch chat every day watching the show on Twitch, says now that David Andrews is out for the season, Drake May should not play at all.
No, that doesn't affect me in any way. I still play him. Now the offensive coordinator just says, hey, we got to do more things where Drake May uses his legs, get him mm-hmm. out of the pocket, bootlegs, those type of thing. We add the RPO in there, okay. And now this opens up our run game a little bit more because now they have to worry about a quarterback who can run a little bit.
Well, and the odds are that Drake May will never actually play with David Andrews because he's probably not going to be on the team next year.
Right.
So it's not. Might as well learn with whoever Leggett is, the guy that's playing now.
What a sad way for David Andrews to go out if this is the end. Like, he deserves so much more.
He might as well play this year.
That's what I was thinking.
Because would you, though?
Well, if you're telling me, because you're telling me if you need surgery, Curtis, what did you say? If he needs surgery, most likely he's going to be out next year?
So he needs to have a procedure.
Okay.
If he has it now, he's back at the start of next year. If he plays this year, there's a chance he could do further damage, which would take next year off the table
okay.
entirely.
And if this is his, I guess the question would become if he was already thinking about retiring and this is his last year, is he coming back next year? So is he telling himself, all right, I want to play more? And if so, then I could say, okay, get the surgery
now.
And come back next year.
All right, we got to take a break. I brought up watching the show on Twitch or YouTube. Also want to bring up streaming it. You can stream it every day at WEEI because we don't have the greatest radio signal, Curtis. We forge on. Doesn't matter. We try to deliver results. We're not a poor carpenter who blames the tools. But if you cannot listen for some reason on the radio, you can stream us at weei.com every day. You can also download the Odyssey app and listen to us from anywhere. And you can politely ask your smart device to play 93.7 WEEI.